Those who place themselves under the control of God to be led and guided by Him will capture the steady tread of events as He ordains them to take place. Inspired with the Spirit of Him who gave His life for the life of the world, they will no longer stand still in impotency, pointing to what they cannot do. Instead, they will put on the armor of heaven, and they will go forth to the warfare, willing to do and to dare for God, knowing that His omnipotence will provide for our need. That's the bottom line. So I want to invite you. You want that kind of captain? Are you willing to trust the omnipotence? Are you willing to go forth into the warfare, willing to do and to dare? Are you willing to die? Are you willing to be thrown out of your job? Are you willing to be considered crazy? Because you will. But you know what? You're never going to experience that unless you do. And God's church can never accomplish a job and will never become the head instead of the tail unless God's people do that. Our only salvation is that. And so individually, I ask you, I want to invite you this morning, this afternoon. I want to invite you. If you've heard God's Spirit talking to you this weekend, today, you haven't trusted God like you should. You haven't been willing to do and to dare for God. You've been living within your comfort zone. You can say, I have children. I'm retired. I have needs. Welcome on board, because if you don't learn now, you're dead meat already. But if you learn to trust God, your only help and solution with your health, your retirement, your children, your job, your only help is hanging on to that golden cord. It's all going to be removed from you instantly one of these days. We might as well start learning now for the Olympics. Let's start training that faith. If God has been talking to you today, and you want to say, Lord, I want to surrender everything. I want to be led. I want to have increased faith, and I want to gain zeal from my unseen heavenly allies, from a knowledge of their inexhaustible resources and from the power of our leader, from the greatness of the enterprise in which we're involved. It's a great enterprise. If I were a general with 5 stars today here in front of you, representing the U.S. government, inviting you to be one of God's special people, unlimited resources, a big job, a great enterprise, conquering the world in a few months, and you have been selected as part of that team, but it requires total commitment, loyalty, and sacrifice. You would feel honored today if your government invited you. Your government does invite you, your heavenly government. The divine general is standing here today and saying, are you willing to make that kind of sacrifice? For the love that I have for the world, I require that. And if you're not going to share it, you're not part of the mission. You're not part of my kingdom, because only those who share that can go in. If you would like to make that kind of commitment and tell the Lord publicly, I want to invite you to come forward and kneel down. It always requires an action. And once you make that decision, you will take the next step tomorrow and the next day. Would you come forward? Don't come forward unless you mean it. Because you know what it means if you come forward. It means you're totally bankrupt. You own nothing. You're penniless. God controls everything. Lord, the love that you have for the world is so immense. Every single child. This morning we heard about Jose, who was kidnapped off the street child, and his corneas were taken out by an ophthalmologist so they could sell him on the market for $20,000. And he was thrown back on the street blind. That was just one. There are children, boys and girls, precious young people, and men, women, babies, continually in agony, Lord, because they don't know you and you don't have power in their lives. And you've blessed us. You've given us, we've been cursed with too many blessings. And so we've learned to depend on ourselves, our futures, and humanly speaking, we make decisions that are within the limits that we can see when the task is totally outside of our power to accomplish. But today we've caught a glimpse of what you're willing to do and desperate to do through your people. In fact, you're going to do it through somebody. The decision is really, do we want to be part of it? That's really the decision. And today, kneeling before you,